Say, Lord Jesus, you have a plan.
You have a plan.
To download into me.
To download into me.
Some information.
Some information.
For the house of prayer.
For the house of prayer.
And all of those that are connected.
And all of those who are connected.
That are part of the house of prayer.
That are part of the house of prayer.
And they're going to get the fruit.
And they're going to get the fruit.
When we declare.
When we declare.
What Susan O'Mara declared for this house.
Declared for this house.
And we're not going to let go.
And we're not going to let go.
Until it's all well done.
Until it's all well done.
Amen?
Amen. Amen.
And I would ask that each of you. Yeah?
Amen.
You go.
Not waste this paper.
In the flow, not waste.
Amen.
You're welcome, dear. And I would ask that you declare this word on your own, out loud. Whoops, I thought I dropped it. You probably have your copy, but I'll...
I need a loaner.
That's what I thought. I needed a loaner, amen? Okay, I want you to remember now, what you're doing is you're declaring the corporate prophetic prayer that was given on July 23rd at 2 p.m. It was designed for us to connect and use it as a tool to go higher. So say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
This is your word.
This is your word.
We're declaring it.
We're declaring it.
We're owning it.
We're owning it.
And we're going to use it.
And we're going to use it.
As a tool.
As a tool.
To put the enemy out of business.
To put the enemy out of business.
For my life.
For my life.
Amen.
Amen.
And for the house of prayer.
And for the house of prayer.
Are you ready?
Yes.
We're ready.
Father.
Yes.
I like Father.
All of you. Father.
Father.
We just acknowledge today, and we stand right now in the blood of Jesus Christ. We wash ourselves in the blood, body, spirit, and soul, in every dimension, every realm, under the sphere of our authority. We step into you, and we present ourselves before you today as a body of believers. First of all, we forgive and remit all sin, all transgression, all iniquity, and all blood guilt that has been done, whether in word, thought, or deed, in every dimension, realm, and sphere, here and under the circumference of our geographical authority. Father, we nail it to the cross. The penalty of it, the reaping of it, the root of it, the fruit of it, in every dimension, realm, and sphere. Let it be nullified right here at the foot of the cross. We thank you for the washing of the water of the word that restores our soul. And we thank you for the fire of the spirit that purges everything in the atmosphere and burns it. It burns up all darkness, every work of darkness, every structure of darkness, every stronghold of darkness. Let it come under the fire of judgment of God. Hold it. Take a breath now. Because you're kind of rushing and I can feel the breathing is... How many of you are digesting this at the moment? All right? Now, you heard it before. All of us heard this word. It was given right here. Mm-hmm. But did we digest it?
No.
No.
What are we doing now?
Digesting it?
No.
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 Not yet. Not yet.
No.
It's not going to go in. You're now beginning to hear. Mm-hmm. And when you begin to hear, then you begin to comprehend. Maybe a year from now you'll get it. Maybe a year from now you'll wear it. Maybe a year from now you will own it. So I'm not trying to say it's going to be an overnight sensation. I am saying it's going to impact your life. Are you ready?
Yes.
Say, Father.
Father.
We thank you for the unifying work of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, you are the Spirit of truth. You are the one that indwells us, and you are the one who has taken us out of the kingdom of darkness. You have translated us into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of your Son. We are no longer bound under the authority and the rule of the kingdom of death, hell, and the grave. The law of sin and death no longer applies to us, nor the root and its fruit of it. We live our life under the law of the Spirit of life in Christ, Romans 8, 1 and 2, and we live in the light. If we live in the light and walk in the light as you are in the light, then we have fellowship with the light. We bear fruit in the light, and there is no darkness found in us. So we ask Jesus that you would remove any layer of influence that we may have brought in with us today, that we may not even be aware of. Any layer that has shaped or formulated thoughts in our mind or heart that has distressed us or caused fear or doubt or stress in us in any measure. That you would, Holy Spirit, come with your sword of truth and divide between the soul and the spirit. That you would take those transparent things out of our being right now. That you would replace that with your love, which makes us whole. With your truth, which reminds us, body, spirit, and soul. With your plumb line that anchors us and roots us back into the foundation of Christ. Holy Spirit, only you can do that work. We come into alignment and agreement with our scroll. Jesus said, I have come to do your will, O God, according to what is written in the book concerning me. Jesus, we stand here today and we come into agreement with our book that is written of our life and our role. Whether we understand it or not, right now, we acknowledge that you wrote our life and our purpose and our job to dig it out and mine it out like a treasure. Lord, we establish that plumb line from heaven into the earth, that anchor of truth concerning us. We say yes to our book and to our scroll. We ask, Father, that you would, as in the heaven, it would be on earth, according to your design for us. We come out of agreement with every word, every soulish carnal prayer, every suggestion or lie, everywhere, that has said and does not complete our scroll, that we have no purpose, that has tried to influence our role, and cause us to go a different direction. We come into agreement with yours. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you would clean up the atmosphere around us, that you would cleanse us inside and out, in every dimension, realm, and sphere, in the atmosphere, under the rule of our authority that we walk in. As believers and as a corporate body, that you will drive down those deep roots into this region, that the tree of life that you intended us to be, to grow up into maturity and become and release the tree and release the healing to the nations around us. Hold it. Just keep your finger there. The tree of life is Christ. That's Jesus himself. Mm-hmm. The tree of knowledge and of good and evil is the demonic tree. So your reasoning, all your education, all of that in 99% of the time is based not in the Word of God. But what you're doing right now is you're actually bringing forth a confession or an agreement. Now, how many of you feel stirring going on inside as you're reading it?
Yeah.
Put your hand way up. You know why? You need to know that this is a work of the Holy Spirit that this woman was releasing to us for this region. If you notice, it was several times, it's for this region. And you're all part of this region, so there's going to be a change. I also want to give you a heads up. This is not going to give the enemy any room, because if you notice, we started under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Okay? Are you ready now?
Yeah.
That wall of wine here, that you would remove all the dregs and scrape off all the residue and sediment, and the pure sweet wine would begin to flow. Miracles, signs, and wonders will begin to manifest out of this realm here and become a raging river of your glory. You said the new wine cannot be contained in an old wineskin. Lord, this is not an old wineskin. This is a new. So, Father, this is the true wine. So, Father, we thank you for the invitation being released into the region to come and dine and drink your wine. We thank you for the freedom of expression that will break out of here in new ways and new dimensions and new realms of authority and fruitfulness, that the almonds will begin to be seen on the branch. And the branch will bear fruit, blossoms, shoots, and nuts. As soon as the people see the almonds, they will come and eat. Father, we thank you for the release of greater meat. We thank you for the work that you're doing. Lord, we thank you for the freedom of expression from this day. The radical demonstration of the kingdom will begin to break through the powers of darkness that try to keep them penned up in. But now, let the walls fall, the barriers fall, the opposition fall. Let the wind of change begin to blow, and let the kingdom begin to show. Yeah. Yeah. Now, what's homework for? Girls, when the teacher says, take this home?
Study it.
It's called homework, isn't it?
Learn it, mark it up, highlight, take notes. And
I'll do whatever you need. It's all yours.
She's got it down.
Oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus, oh, the blood of Jesus.